The Lord's Resistance Army is a movement that was started by Joseph Kony. He's really a criminal, and he's a man who is fighting against the government of Kampala. Let us say there is no political project, a political program, in the sense that he would like to change the constitution in Uganda with the Ten Commandments. I mean, it gives you an idea of the frame of mind of this man, who is really, in actual fact, fighting a war that is really against, first of all, the dignity of the human person. During these years, he has kidnapped something like 25,000 children who have been abducted and forced to fight against their own people, because in actual fact, the rebels are not fighting against the Ugandan army, but in actual fact, those who are suffering most, who are attacked on daily basis, are the civilians. The cost of suffering for the civilians, especially the Acholi ethnic group, has been beyond any human imagination during these years.
How exactly are they going to go about capturing a figure like Kony? How difficult will it be?
I think Kony, at the present moment, has got a military base in southern Sudan, in a hidden place along the border with Uganda. See, if he has not been captured up to now, it is simply because there has not been the political will.